The book, 26 Reasons Why Jews Don't Believe in Jesus. You might think that's a kind of curious title for a book. This is an anti-missionary book. And what that means is that this book was written by someone within the Jewish community that is attempting to defend Judaism against the incursions of Christianity. So attempting to defend Judaism looks like refuting the gospel, refuting the New Testament, and refuting the claims of Christianity. Now, I've read a lot of anti-missionary books, and this is the best that I've read so far, that I've seen so far. It really is sort of a fresh approach, and so it's got a lot of good material. It's 2007, and written by a man named Asher Norman, who was a lecturer for Aish, but more importantly, he's a lawyer. So he has an organized mind, and he works through these things, and he's argues through this material. So you might be wondering, why would we, us being a messianic congregation, why would we be interested in studying anti-missionary literature? But this is actually not a new approach for Beth Emanuel. When we began Beth Emanuel, one of the very first things we did was to work through a book called The Real Messiah by R.E.A. Kaplan. And we did that in the afternoons. And the reasoning, in my mind, is pretty clear. If you really are going to commit your lives to something so radically, you want to be right, you know. So the solution doesn't seem like a good idea to just say, well, I know that there's objections, and I don't want to know what they are. You know, that doesn't seem like a reasonable approach to faith, because faith is faith. I mean, it is, the idea of faith is something that cannot necessarily be empirically proven. Yet, nevertheless, it should at least be reasonable. You know? God doesn't ask us to believe in something completely unreasonable or self-contradictory. I don't think that would make sense. So I guess what I'm saying is, if what we believe is true, we should not be afraid of objectively looking at material from the opposition. Okay, second reason for studying this material is, and I think you'll see this even tonight as we just look at some of this introductory stuff. Second reason for reading this material or studying this material is it will force us to ask questions that would have never occurred to us in the first place, which will bring us to learn things that we never would have learned. So in that regard, it's valuable because it will deepen and strengthen our faith. This is not necessarily, I wouldn't want you to think that this is like, the reason we're going through this is missionary training, you know, as if you take this class and then you're able to go out and evangelize the Jewish people. You know, well, God willing, yeah, you can do that. But I don't think that these, even if you had an answer for all 26 reasons, that's not necessarily what's going to bring someone to faith. Faith is bigger, it's broader than just being able to answer intellectual arguments or spar Bible verse for Bible verse or something like that.
It
helps to have at least a solid answer and not to be just baffled when somebody hits you out of left field with a particular question. So I'm gonna read a little bit of the jacket of the book to you. But first, let's ask God for a blessing as we bless him.